All right, stick around to the very end of the podcast. You'll hear the closing jingle and then a really cool interview with our friend Drew Baldridge. He's got a great song out right now called She's Somebody's Daughter. Really, you're going to love it. But what you're really going to love is his story, because he's doing it a little bit different than everybody else.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Big D and Bubba Podcast.
I don't do things like that.
You knew that was going to be this week's gold. You knew everybody in the world knew that was going to be it.
I don't do things like that.
And if you didn't, shame on you. You didn't listen to the show this week.
That's right.
All right. So here we are on the actual podcast. It's so funny because online people call our radio show a podcast. Yet the podcast is actually a podcast and we're on it.
I don't do things like that.
And that's my mom.
Well, the difference is there's one's a podcast and one's a broadcast. Yes. Broadcast is what we do, and you can fix her microphone before she goes crazy.
Isn't that working?
It's in one side.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, now I don't think she fixed her, so.
I didn't do it.
Oh, what are you doing?
I don't know.
You coming here messing with our
stuff? Jiggling the handle here. How's it work?
It sounds good, I think.
Yeah,
maybe.
Sounds
hello?
Great. Sounds great.
Just blow on it.
Blow on the cartridge. I can't wait for the new college football game to come out.
Dude.
Will it only be on PlayStation 5?
No, it's going to be on EA. It's going to have it on everything because it's going to be worth so much money for them. They're going to have a mobile version, I'm quite positive. They're going to have all the versions for everything because they do, development for all the different.
I have a 4.
It's going to be PS4. It's going to be PS5. It's going to be Xbox. It's going to be, like I said, everything. I'm sure there'll be a Steam version.
Okay.
They're going to make sure that that game is going to get into your hands because they want your money.
I don't do things like that.
Oh, they're going to make a ton of money off this.
Yes. Yes, indeed. It's going to be the players.
Yeah, $600. $600 and a copy of the game.
That's actually what they're going to get paid.
I know. But you know what, man? I don't know. The whole NIL thing, I don't want to get too sportsy here, but it's a mess. It's a Wild West, and that's part of the reason why I think Saban wanted to get out and retire, because I don't think he wanted to.
It's a huge reason he got out.
He hated NIL, but more than anything, he hated the portal. The portal is, here you go. You stack your team. Let's say you're Bama or any major program. You stack your team, and you've got your quarterback of the future sitting on your roster, and you're just waiting to bring them in. And you got them redshirted and all that kind of stuff. Well, now, because of the portal, guys don't have to redshirt anymore. They're like, I can either sit here behind so-and-so quarterback at this major school, or I can go to a smaller school and start today.
Yep.
So they do. They leave. And then they end up going from that school after a year or two to another major school. And it's just like, it's as a coach who is trying to build, because the coaches in college are, they're graded upon what they put on the field.
It's their job. It's their livelihood. It's how they pay their bills and eat.
So you can't stack the deck in your favor anymore. And that's what makes it really hard. I think it's an interesting thing because, again, as the next couple of years play out, especially with the new playoff system and all that in college football, we're going to see major changes. We're going to see some programs flop hard, and we're going to see some rise up. I really think all that money there, and nobody's talking about them, but they're sinking a ton of money into Houston right now.
But they've been doing that for quite a while,
actually.
And that's been part of a long-term strategy. And not to go too far down the sports rabbit hole.
Right, but it's like
they're
been working
in
basketball.
And they're also number one in the country right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been working in basketball. Yeah. I mean, that's crazy.
Carson, what do you think?
These lollipops are real good, yo.
Hey, how did your thing go today? You had a women's
radio networking breakfast. It was nice. It was nice. I was not ignored. So that was good. That was
you
a change
you would
from
be ignored?
Yeah, because I have been in previous years. I've sat at a table by myself and nobody approaches me. I know, right? Which is so on point for me.
Well, that's straight back from elementary. Right?
Yes, right. Like, I'm being picked last for volleyball. Don't fit under the parachute. I don't know.
You fit under it.
No, I know, but like somehow they close it before I run underneath it.
Are we working through some trauma right now?
I think I am too.
Trauma dump. Here we go.
Duck, Duck, Goose was terrible for me. No. I could never catch them. It was hard for me to stand up. I had to run around the whole peep. I was like, oh, what the heck?
No. So I made my friendship bracelets. They were a hit.
They were good.
Yeah, they were.
And what all they say on there? Like little radio phrases?
No, the name of the thing is CRS, so I just made CRS ones. But then I also made, which I'm currently wearing, I made Big D and Bubba.
Aw.
I made Silverfish.
You showed up. Pull on.
Yeah. You know, because you awesome. Made like just made it all radio-y and like say
I thought about it, and then here's the problem.
Trivia at 7:20.
We're also like we are so for doing what we do.
Caller 7 wins.
We're so not those guys.
I know.
So that's the problem. It's like 2 for Tuesday.
Traffic and weather together.
Like, oh my gosh.
We're getting the lead out.
Mandatory Metallica.
It's a George Strait. I better be careful. We have stations that do all this.
I'm going to keep it in the rock realm. That way I'm not making anybody mad.
Maybe they need to hear this. I mean, you know, sometimes a little tough love, you know?
It's a mega rock Memorial Day weekend.
It's your ride at 5.
So what did you do?
Although we can't say anything. We play the Friday song and we can't not play it.
We got a really nice email about the Friday song today, though.
We actually read it on the air. Well, most of it. I left some of the details out.
Nice is that, you know, so people appreciate things like that. I don't think anybody's really like, but you said it was 2 for Tuesday, and I only heard one Nickelback song.
Like, said no one ever.
So, you know.
My favorite thing that we do in radio is how many hoops we make people jump through to win $15 ice cream certificate.
It's unbelievable.
A certificate. You don't actually get the ice cream.
You get the
certificate, and then you have to still jump through hoops and go to the place.
I think enough time has passed for me to tell this story. So I started at a station, and I was doing middays, you know, like, so the noon lunch. It was sponsored by some sandwich shop that gave you a $10 certificate, right? Okay. And every sandwich there was more than 10 bucks. So obviously I was not real, and it was a daily thing. And like, so I'd do it on the air. I'd be like, oh, call now at blah, 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 blah. And you'll win your $10 to whatever deli. And no lie, a sales guy comes to me like 2 months. I got a call from so-and-so's deli. And like, they're not seeing a lot of those certificates come by. And I was like, let's be honest. I recorded it and then I would forget to pick a winner. So that was part of it. Like, that was on me. But also, when you saw that certificate, so it was $10, and you looked up the menu online, and the cheapest thing they had was egg salad for $12.50. Were you going out of your way to go to this deli?
Yeah.
No, maybe this was a problem with the $10 prize.
Bubba and I gave away spreadable cheese one time.
It was Alouette spreadable cheese.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good stuff, though.
Yeah. I've never had it. You know why? Because I thought it was so dumb that they haven't had us giving away spreadable cheese that I'm like, I'm never going to touch this stuff.
You're bearing the lead here. Bubba thought it was so dumb.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
right. Bubba thought.
Right. But when it gets so, to Bubba,
you know what I will say? I will say this. I am going to go out, because I have to go to the grocery store after I leave work. I'm going to go and I'm going to find some of their spreadable cheese, and I'm going to try it for the first time ever. I may love it. Is there a certain flavor I need to get?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. I didn't know
plethora,
if they had different.
I believe.
Okay.
I don't have any. Spreadable cheese does not seem like it's going to be healthy, for one. I think it does come in other flavors, if I recall. I think we did that
like
on the
spreadable
like,
cheese.
Hey, this is whatever. Bob and I also gave away onions one time. We gave individual. We bought a bag of onions and gave them away.
Literally, here's how the whole thing started. Dee and I were talking about, God, people will call in to win anything. And so we're like, what's the worst prize we could ever give away? And I don't know which one of us said onions. So we're like, oh, yeah. So we went out and bought a bag of onions. And the next day on the show, it was just random callers. Hey, who's this? Yeah, okay, good. You like an onion? Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, people seemed to. I think once it settled down, they're like, oh, it really is an onion. But I don't know. But they seemed excited.
Caller 12, get through.
Made them cry.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Nice.
That was good. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very consultant friendly as CRS, the Country Radio Seminar, is going on right now.
Seriously, what's this podcast about?
I don't know.
What's it about?
Who knows? I couldn't tell.
I would like to thank Garrett and Carson for my new addiction, Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, you enjoying it?
Oh, my gosh.
Everyone says that.
It is so irreverent, so funny. It's the most unpolitically correct show that is not a cartoon that I think I've seen since Archie Bunker.
Oh, wow.
It's that great. And they, so far, they've touched on a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like all over the place. The crackhead episode. Oh my gosh.
And there's a callback to that. I don't mean to ruin it for you, but at one point it's like, what do you want to do today? Crack. I've never done crack. You are going to love it. Like, that's my favorite line. You are going to love it.
The two rich kids who are entitled, they're kind of kicked out by their dad. So they're trying to get welfare. So they're like, well, we have to be addicted to crack because it has to show up in our bloodstream. So they go out and they get addicted to crack for real. It's just, it's
funny. And then they
sing
Bismarcky.
Yes.
And it's the best.
It's so great. If you've never watched it, I highly recommend. Like Garrett literally said, he said, I'm very jealous that you get to watch this show for the first time.
Oh, wow.
It's that good. I've really enjoyed it. And I'm on season 2, episode 5 or 6 right now.
Man, like.
In a week.
I can do that in a day, but for Garrett and I, it's our sleep show.
Yeah.
Like we both, you know, put it on, just like let it run. And part of the problem with it is there's certain episodes where I go, oh, but I want to watch it. So I got to like wait until I fall asleep. So I'll try to do it where there's one. And then the second one is when I'm not as like, it's fine. But that way, so then it's like, oh, I'm okay to roll over now.
The intricacies of the sleeping with the mom and sleeping. Oh my gosh. That stuff is so hilarious. It's, again, it's like South Park, but with real people. And, you know, it's offensive as heck, and I love it.
Even scratched the surface either, Bubba.
Really?
You haven't?
Yeah.
Because Danny DeVito just started on the show.
Oh, He goes into depths.
Really?
Oh, my God. Like, kudos to him. Sometimes you watch a show, and you step out of it, and you think about, wow, that is a real human person acting, not the character, not the story. And you're like, what kind of bravery does it take to, whether it's, you know, like they're naked or something, or there's some big combat scene. You're like, what are they putting their body through? Like there are things Danny DeVito does. I'm like,
cause he's not young either.
No, he doesn't care.
He does dumber things than those Jimmy John commercials.
Those are pretty bad.
And yet I see them and I love them because it's Danny DeVito, and so I forgive it because of Sonny.
Is he just really short?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know if he was like.
He and Rhea Perlman were married, and I think she's.
They're not anymore?
They're separated.
Yeah, they haven't been for a long time.
But I think they're still very good. She's on a very recent episode, so they're still very tight. But I think she might be an inch taller than him.
They have him listed at 4'10".
I see 4'9".
Mm. Yeah.
He has Fairbanks disease.
What is that?
It's what he has.
It's what he has. Yeah.
That's
what makes him so short and unproportional, I guess.
So, you know, Mac from It's Always Sunny just met Prince William because it's something about Wales Day or something for the Empire. And so he goes to Wrexham.
Are you talking about in real life?
Like Rob McElhenney just poured a pint with Prince William, and this is the most ridiculous universe we live in. That a guy in the most politically incorrect show of all time is like, you know, hello, Your Highness. Like, oh, it's so weird. It's so weird when these universes collide.
Huh?
Yeah, he has Fairbanks is also called MED. It's a type of short-limbed dwarfism. Didn't expect myself to say that today. It's a premature degenerative joint disease, so I'm sure he's in probably a lot of pain often.
So when he does all the physical stuff, it's probably even more impressive.
Yeah.
Is the show still currently on the air?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's been on the air since 2006.
Yeah,
believe
it or
not.
You can tell by the fashions.
It is the longest, you ready for this? This is a show I've never watched in my life until recently, this past week. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is the longest running live action sitcom in America. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never watched it until recently. And it's got it by a long shot.
Yep. So good. So good.
Huh. Recently at the Emmys, weren't they? I mean, their whole career, I think they've been kind of like passed over.
You mean the gang
awards.
Tries desperately to win an award?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's an episode.
Oh, really?
But I think they went to the Emmys recently and.
Yeah.
I don't know. They
were at the last Emmys and the cast got up on stage and they start making jokes like, wait, do you guys have this every year? Is this a thing? And then they say, and Danny DeVito, they're like, I mean, is anybody here? And Danny DeVito's like, I've got one. And he's like, he points out Rhea Perlman in the audience. He's like, she's got like three. And they were like, what? Like, and they made the whole joke. Like, we've been around this whole time and y'all never invited us. Meanwhile, Rob, he is sitting in the audience of the Emmys watching football playoffs. Because the Eagles were playing that night. And so he was like, yeah, I just love that they care, but they kind of don't. So honestly, it's kind of like us. It's just that, like, we care, but we're also just like real people. Right. Yeah.
It's cool whenever somebody recognizes you.
It doesn't define your life.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, which you've run into a lot this week. So we have this country radio seminar going on in Nashville this week. And it is basically, it's everybody come here to drink for free week. The record companies will pick up your tab. So all these radio people are in town and everybody is completely hungover at this very moment right now. They're either drunk or hungover, nothing in between. And it's so weird because, like, Garrett can't get involved in all that. He's allergic to alcohol. I most of the time drink NA beers, non-alcoholic beers. Big D doesn't drink. Carson doesn't like to drink because she does occasionally.
I don't drink in Nashville in country music industry situations.
You like to get away with your friends. You'll be in LA or New York.
I want to get a video of, is this y'all's Carson?
Schaefer, do you drink?
Not often.
Yeah.
Very sparingly.
I drink a little, but most of the time
for the Super Bowl, and that was the first time in a long time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why don't you drink D?
I don't like the taste of beer at all.
Yeah, I'm with D.
And
I love beer.
Yeah, man. I know it sounds weird. I kind of wish I did. Because everyone, like on a really hot summer day, I don't think there's anything better than a really cold beer. And I don't like it, but I don't know if it's the advertising works or something, but it seems like everyone loves a cold beer on a hot day. I get that. I don't know. Not so much.
Anyway. Ginger
ale. No, I mean, they do, but.
Yes. I can't drink ginger ale.
Yeah. I mean, I went out a couple of weeks ginger ago, and it was ale. With not yeah. country music people, and, like, I started off the night with half a bottle of rosé.
Yeah.
So I was like, again, but I'm in safe space. Like, I'm not dealing with people that we work with.
Like, it's like if it's something like. Like a pina colada, like rum or something like that. That's fine. But
if you like pina coladas,
I love that song. By the way, like I do too,
until I realized that it was.
Oh, wait till you get to the episode about it.
Oh, really? They have an episode about it.
Okay,
so
I can't
the
wait.
Pina colada song is a great song. Everybody's like, that's a cheating song. No, they never cheated. In the song.
Oh, Bobo.
They tried to though.
Splitting hairs here.
They. Tried to cheat.
Oh my gosh.
But they never did.
Are you serious?
That's why I think it's a sweet song. They
went, no, it's only because what? They like gifted the magi to each other.
What are you doing? They didn't cheat. Yes, they did.
They didn't.
They intended to.
That's what I'm saying. They were both, they fell for this other person who happened to be each other. You know, disembodied. Sure.
I hired a hitman. It just turned out to be an FBI guy.
I didn't kill you. You're alive. Yeah, she went to jail. That chick did go to jail. Well, did you guys know that story?
No.
So this woman hires a hitman, but that was undercover and was a cop, to kill her husband. They meet in the car or whatever, and they have all, it's all cameras in it, and she's telling him the whole thing. Yeah. Yeah, he goes to work at this time, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, are you sure you want to do this? Yeah. They finally got him to where she says, yeah, I wanted to kill him. So they tell the guy, or the husband, what's going on. Obviously, he's weirded out. Act normal, though. Don't worry about it. You're not supposed to die, quote, unquote, until Saturday. And then, so on Saturday... He's off on a trip or whatever, and it's supposed to happen, the hit that she thinks is going to happen. They get a makeup artist and make it look like he got shot and was getting buried in a shallow grave. Take pictures, and they show it to her. And she's like freaks out. She's like, oh, my gosh. Okay, well, I'm glad it's done. And then they roll in and go, surprise, surprise.
Wow.
Surprise, surprise.
No remorse whatsoever.
No.
Now, I've seen a few of those on, you know, the murder stuff that
I
watch.
You see people who do the fake remorse, too. They're like, oh, my God.
There was one, and like, it always really, it seems to be women that they're hiring someone to kill the dude. So I saw one woman who they, same thing, they sent her the pictures. And she's like, yeah, all right, let's go. I mean, like, she's joyful. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, yeah, you need to go to jail. You need to not be in society.
They also had it where she, they had him walk around the car and
surprise her.
Yeah, when they arrested her.
He's like,
they did. Oh, it's on camera. Y'all can look it up. Google that. They walked her.
Louder Milk. Watch Louder Milk.
And there, they just, she walks around and they go, she says, oh my gosh, you're okay?
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
wow.
Man.
No.
What?
Yeah, you just caught and stuff.
Okay. Anyway. I've been watching Orange is the New Black. I've been getting into that.
Have you? Really?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, I was like, I gave up. I was like, this is.
I just know it was some kind of jail
thing. It was jail and dirty and.
I watched that 60 Days In or whatever it's called, 90 Days In.
I mean, I used to watch Oz back in the day. I mean, and that was.
Oh, well, that's like peak Christopher Maloney. I can't get mad at that.
I'm sure you did.
I don't even know what
What's
that
is. Oz?
I mean, it was.
HBO prison drama that was R-rated. I would say, and Christopher Maloney, who we would know as Stabler from SVU, many times is without clothing.
Oh, and the guy who's the menace in the insurance commercials was also in that show.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Never seen it.
Yeah.
I don't know that it would be up your alley.
J.K. Simon, Simmons, whatever. Yeah. He was in that show.
Yeah. A lot of really good actors.
Rita Moreno
J.K.
was in
hung
it.
Up on us one time. What? Yeah, we had him on the show.
What'd you do?
I forgot what it was. We did something, and it was
J.K. who?
J.K. Simmons. You'll know his face. He does all those like
we are farmers.
Yeah, the insurance commercials.
He's also an Eminem.
I thought we talked to him.
Yeah, we did. We've had him on the show several times, but the last time he was on, we got mid conversation and he just hung up. Like he could tell he was getting kind of frustrated because we're goofy and we don't do things like everybody else.
No, we didn't ask the
and
questions.
We didn't ask the right
questions. We didn't submit our questions.
Oh, somebody asked if we could submit questions the other day for an artist interview, a singer coming in.
That's a friend of ours.
Yeah, right?
Carson's had a week. She's had a week.
As Carson said, she walked in.
And do you know, want to top it all off? You know what's happening right now?
What?
Garth Brooks is playing?
Yeah. At his place?
And you're missing
it? He's playing at a luncheon.
And
why would they do that?
Weren't you supposed to do the press or something?
That's next week.
Oh, okay.
So,
why didn't you? They didn't ask you to introduce him.
Amazingly enough, no. But I got a text and they were like, "Yeah, so it's confirmed he's coming out." And I was like,
"He's gay
to play."
And I was like, "Yeah." And then I'm like, "Well, I might have bailed on you guys," but then I was like, "Well, I'll see him next week." And
that's nice.
And I was like, we need to work. This is a job. I mean,
why are they not doing that at his bar?
I don't know. I'm very confused by that. Yeah. So, but I think he might be coming out with, I'm assuming he's coming out with Ronnie.
Well, maybe
to they do
didn't
Rodeo Man.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they didn't want to do it at his bar because if you do it at the bar, everybody knows he's going to show up.
That's true, too.
So if you want to surprise people, you go.
You want to go surprise. Yeah. I hope that's exactly what they come out and sing, too.
Dude, that would be great.
And he's in a wig.
I don't do things like that.
And a dress.
Sparkly dress. Basically, he's just Reba's wardrobe from 96.
My favorite part of the week was you taking that drop, Bubba, and just mixing it into songs. And it just made my week.
Man,
I was so happy.
It made mine, too. Yeah. It made mine, too.
Has she heard it? Does your mom?
No, she hasn't heard it. Garrett, did we put that on video anywhere?
We did not, unfortunately. Okay. But I can.
Can we do that with the legally?
Yeah, I was just going to say with all the different music.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if we. Yeah,
it might get popped.
Yeah, there might be a thing where it's not. I think there's like a length if it's over.
You know what I might
under.
Do? I might just MP3 it to myself and play it, put there it on my go. Phone, let my mom hear it.
Oh, she's not going to like it.
Oh, she'll laugh. My mom has a great sense of humor. She will laugh. She will laugh so hard, she will cry. There will be tears running down her face, and then she's going to be like, what are you doing to me, making me look like that? Yeah, my mom, you know, she gets all hypersensitive, like not in a bad way, but just in like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you did this.
I don't do things like that.
We got a text that came in response to that was, oh, that was so mean, it was horrible. I was like, well played.
I've got 100 of them from friends, you know, just people all saying that, you know, they're driving around listening and... I'm crying, laughing right now, listening to the music montage with your mom, that kind of stuff. So,
I just want to take one more look at you.
And see what the great thing about that is?
I don't do things like that.
Is it? Is it's Lady Gaga goes, huh? But it sounds like it's his mom going, huh? And it gets me every time. I know we can't play it. But her. Let's get, look at you.
Oh, you guys know what I'm doing on Tuesday night?
Well,
no. Especially D. I'm going to see one of your favorite vocalists.
James?
Oh, no. I'm going to see Jeff Tate.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who's Jeff Tate?
From Queensrÿche.
Where are they playing?
Oh.
CMA Theater.
Oh.
It's just him. Queensrÿche split off from him.
Yeah.
So, but I happened to just go on sale. Like, I was like, oh, I forgot these tickets were on sale, and I found front row. And so I said, oh, okay, I guess I'll go.
Now, will he do old songs?
Yeah.
He'll do Silent Lucidia?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do Mindcrime stuff and Empire and all that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think he's playing with like Steve Vai or somebody. Oh. Or no, it's some other guitar guy. I forget who. Like Vandenberg or something. I don't know.
But, I think I used to know. I used to feel like I was kind of cool when I knew all the guitarists back in the like in high school.
I love Jet City Woman. That's the one I'd want to go see.
Good. They're such a good group. Mm-hmm. Yeah, James Taylor's coming to town too.
I never listened to Queensrÿche. I know Silent Lucidity and Jet City Woman and the singles, but I never dove deep into it. Maybe I should.
Operation Mindcrime is still a great album.
Big shout out to Big D, by the way. We forgot to mention this to start the podcast. Today is his birthday, and all of a sudden it just popped up. Campin' JC says, happy birthday, Big D, on the comments of the YouTube stream. And happy birthday, Big D.
Thanks, Camp and JC, and you guys. And
what
everyone else throughout the show who sent things. Going to order Thai and watch recorded episodes of Ghosts. So that's
cool. Oh, yay!
I think we got two episodes that we haven't seen yet. Nice.
I didn't know you were watching that.
Yeah, we've been watching it. Her and I've been watching it. Every season.
Are you watching the American season or the British season?
American.
Have you watched the British?
No, I haven't. I hear it's really good.
It's different. It's like it's very Britishy.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I know that's a
but
dumb
it's still,
thing.
But the
to
thing
say.
Is, but it's still funny.
But the storylines are very similar. Like they'll do the same episode a different way.
Oh.
And it's kind of cool.
Oh, that is kind of neat. Kind of like an alternate ending to a movie. Remember when that was all the rage?
Like
bit?
Clue?
Yeah. Happened for a while.
Remember, you used to get the DVDs of a movie, and you could it would stop and go. You had options, and then it would go to another. That thing.
Well, they
blew
had
my
that
mind.
Netflix Black Mirror episode.
Oh,
where you could do that, remember?
Choose
your own adventure.
Oh,
wasn't the one the colors?
Yes, the colors. Right. What was the name of that show? Because you picked. I forget,
and you had to pick
like the white.
You had to pick it like, and we were like, okay, the way to do it is white, then orange, then red. Oh, well, yeah. What was that?
I don't
know. Yeah, I forget because it was like such a thing for a week.
It was a week.
Yeah.
It was a hot thing for a week. And everyone was like, no. The best way to watch it is red, orange, green.
Right.
It was on Netflix and it had different, and everything was going on at the same time. Like all the stories.
Yeah, that was the whole point was that you could watch them in any order.
I forget what that was called.
I did too. What's his face? Arrested Development season 4 did that as well. That you could watch it in any order and you'd be able to do it. But then the creator of the show came out and said, actually, should probably watch it this way. But in theory, they did it that way.
Kaleidoscope.
Thank you. Yes.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I think you. You watched it.
It flashed so quick, though.
Yeah, it was.
It was one of those. It's. Mm-hmm. You hate to say it, like, I get it drives me crazy that. When you have something like a Hulu that drops one episode a week, like actual television, versus a Netflix that's like, here's all the episodes. And it's like, yes, I can consume everything. And then after 4 days, it's gone. It's out of my head.
Yeah.
That's the problem with a Netflix.
I do not like how they're making me wait for episodes of different shows. And they're treating streaming like classic television, you know, where you have to wait. Oh, you get a new episode every Tuesday, every Friday, whatever it may be. And I don't like that. The whole beauty of streaming is to be able to binge It's Always Sunny. Like, I get in the mood. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was a great episode. It was 22 minutes long. I'm going to watch another.
See, I kind of enjoyed the old process where it's being delayed because then I have something that I can anticipate that's going to be the next week. And then it becomes more of an appointment for me instead of just binging the whole thing at one time.
So, believe it or not, the Netflix algorithm, I talked to somebody who had a Netflix special, and they said that if you watch the show and then don't go to the second episode, that dings you down and you're suggested less. No, like, you know, so Netflix will grade your performance, so your next special won't get paid as well if you don't have people trying to binge
to keep it going.
Yeah.
But the episodic TV also is that's where water cooler conversations came from with television. So when you look at shows that even aren't that old, but I mean, also probably 15 years ago, something like a True Blood or The Walking Dead was that you waited, you had to wait episode to episode. And that was part of what created these fandoms. And now you have people who are
speculation.
So, yeah, like, okay, like Stranger Things, right? We were all like, yeah, and we'll binge it and it's great. But then what happens? You have a year and a half between it. And while people are still like, yay, Stranger Things is coming out, the fervor dies down that it has such a shorter shelf life of that peak interest from people.
I haven't watched. Did they ever come out with a final season?
Mm-mm. They're filming it right now.
Okay, I was going to say, I haven't watched it since they were in Russia.
Right.
Is that where we are still? Or did we get out of Russia? I don't even remember. Like, it's been so long since I've watched Stranger Things. I don't even really know.
No, what was it? Hopper, quote, died. And then Joyce moved with 11.
But Hopper was in Russia.
Right, but it
was... He died again?
No, but that was the thing. But they when they said he died, that was the thing that he was... But he was in Russia. But the point is she didn't know that. Okay. That the town of Hawkins thought he died in the explosion of the superconductor.
Okay.
So anyway, but maybe there have been episodes beyond that. Even that, I don't remember anymore. Did they come back?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they did, because it was that whole weird... That's right, it was the V.
Oh, Vecna.
Vecna, that's right. It was the whole Vecna thing.
And the dude, the rocker dude.
Oh, yeah, Eddie. Oh, yeah, that was sad.
Eddie, right? Losing Eddie was a big blow to that show.
That was. But even that, okay, now, like, when you ask me... Like, I go back to, oh, Hopper died. It's like, oh, no, there's a whole season beyond that false flag.
False flag.
Yeah, I don't know what to call it. But trick ending.
Well, I do want to say this. Go ahead. And a lot of people are saying in the comments, you know, happy birthday, Big D, all that kind of stuff. If you want to reach out to him, go on any of the socials, Twitter, Instagram, et cetera. I don't know when the last time you've been on your Twitter is or even Instagram, but you can wish him a happy... Well, Insta, you shared that number one thing the other day.
Yeah, I don't do a whole lot of stuff. And if you send me stuff on, like, I don't see Facebook. I haven't been on Facebook in years. Instagram, I'm on occasionally.
Yeah, but people who want to send him a happy birthday...
I wear that DraftKings app out.
Oh, yes. Yes, you do.
You can go
any
and do
Korean
that.
Korean baseball games today?
No Korean baseball games. No.
At Radio Big D on socials, so you can do that. You bet on Korean baseball?
Basketball. Chinese basketball.
Oh,
do they
really?
Ping pong?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm having some coffee. And I'm like, man, let's just see what's live right now.
During the pandemic, when I'm trying to work on a morning sports show when there's no sports, I'm standing there watching Korean baseball at like 5 o'clock in the morning because that's all that was available. Yeah. No joke. Became a big fan of the NC Dinos that year.
So great.
Garrett, good luck this evening.
Yeah,
Garrett's got a little art presentation.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you happen to be in the Nashville area, go to Franklin. They're doing the art walk.
Art crawl
today. Well, crawl is whenever you've been inebriated. It used to be a walk.
Yeah, that's been CRS.
Yes. But yeah, you can go and swing by there and buy some stuff from Garrett. He's a fantastic artist.
How much are your paintings?
Couple. The bigger they are, the more they are, obviously. The bigger ones are a couple thousand, 1,000, 2,000. Mm-hmm. And then the smaller ones are like 500.
I don't want anybody to be like, what? He's one of the best artists I've ever met. And like, his stuff is incredible.
Do you have a website or something?
I did, but they charged me way too much to keep it going, so I'm restarting.
Maybe we can give you like a sub page on the Big D and Bubba page.
You get you an art page or something.
Yeah.
What are you on socials?
Just Garrett is Fresh. My last name is Fresh, FRECHE. Garrett is Fresh, 2 R's, 2 T's. I'm not as active on there as I should be, but.
Garrett is Fresh?
Yeah. I made it in like 9th grade. So.
There it is.
Oh, okay.
Is.
Yeah.
That's an even worse statement to say.
It's Fresh and no, it's not spelled the same.
8th grade.
It's FRIEALCELLJARRLLJET.
I don't do things like that.
Underscore.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Check me out.
What is that, Franklin, you said? Okay, I just said it.
All right, at 4th Capital Bank down in Franklin in the square, right in that little roundabout area.
All right. Yeah.
So if no one buys anything tonight, do you consider yourself like a
failure? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we got there real
quick. Are you like on a line? Is there like a bunch of people in front of you and behind you? Or?
No. So the way they organize it is a lot of the businesses right there in the square open up their building to a couple artists. So I'm going to be in the same building as maybe like one or two other artists.
And what kind of bank? Or what kind of building? Is it a bank building?
Yeah, it's a bank. Fourth Capital. I've never been there before, but it looks like a nice little.
You got a bank?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, have you seen my DraftKings, baby? Yeah.
I don't do things like that.
Just here to make a deposit.
Hey. All right. So go and check that out.
What did we turn into?
Yeah. I don't really know.
What's this about?
Look at you, you greaser.
For those of you on.
What? I don't even know.
For those of you watching on YouTube, you're going to miss out on the Drew Baldridge interview, but it is on our channel. You can just search Big D and Bubba, Drew Baldridge, and see
Meet
the performances.
Me at the light, we'll run for pinks. Hey. God's name, what are we doing?
I don't know. It's been a long week.
It has been a week.
It has been a week of weeks. As Carson said earlier, the last 2 days have been a week. We're going to go out and have some non-alcoholic beer now and just call it a day.
Thank you for all the birthday things. We appreciate it. Thank you.
And again, at Radio Big D on socials. And stick around for Drew Baldridge after the closing jingle.
Yes, this was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
I don't do things like that.
It was the podcast.
Drew Baldridge in the studio with us. What's up?
Hey, man. How y'all doing?
We're good. You know what I'm a big fan of? People who go, hey, you know what? I'm going to do this. For those who don't know on all this, you're doing all this basically on your own.
Yeah, 100%, man. And I had a record deal. You know, I've been in here and hung out with you guys. And like 2016 to 2019, I had a record deal, and it was an independent label. And in 2019, I lost everything. I lost my record deal. I lost my booking agent. I lost my manager. And it was kind of like, go back to the drawing board of, man, what am I doing? I don't really have any way to get my music out. You know, I don't have a label anymore. Do people actually like my music? All that stuff. And then,
it really plays head games with you.
Oh, my goodness, man. It really does. And this town can really beat you up. You know, I had a girl that I wanted to marry at the time. I couldn't even afford a ring. I was living on my credit cards. And it got to a point where some friends started calling me. I saw these videos they were doing. They're like, you got to get on TikTok. And I was like, that sounds stupid. I'm not getting on TikTok. I'm not doing these dumb videos. Right. And they were like, no, man, I promise. Like, it's changed our life. And so I got on there and started posting some videos. And then me and my wife got married. And I had this song that she always loved called She's Somebody's Daughter. And she danced to it with her dad. I made a special version for the wedding. And we were on our honeymoon. And I posted it on our honeymoon. And we woke up the next morning and it had 10 million views.
Isn't that crazy?
On the video.
And it's wild.
And in that moment, you know, I thought I'd get a record deal. I thought I'd have some meetings with some record labels in town, and then I wouldn't hear anything back. They're like, your numbers are great. You're awesome. And then it'd be like crickets.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's going on? And then it got to the point where the song was streaming so much, I said, you know, freaking screw it. I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to hire my own staff and send daughter to radio all by my lonesome.
Which
but
is
I got
a
an awesome
huge
team.
Gamble, by the way.
Oh,
but gambling on yourself is never a bad thing.
Stupid. Don't ever do this.
Yeah. You know, no, I got kidding, to kidding, where kidding. I was like, if I'm 60 years old one day and I'm looking back, I'm going to look back in 30 years and regret not trying. The amount of people it can reach being on radio, I don't want to look back and say, why didn't I try?
It's also a good conversation. The song itself is a good conversation to have, because I do that with my son. I'm like, look, when you go out with a girl, don't forget she's got family, she's got people, this and that. Plus, treat her like you would want somebody to treat your mom, because one day she's going to be somebody's mom as well.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of the whole thing. And it's the first time I heard the song, I was like, oh, man, I feel this, because we've had this talk.
Yeah, and that's kind of how, you know, I wrote it after meeting my wife's dad. I was driving back to Nashville and thinking, like, man, first off, I can't screw this up like I did a lot of others in my past. And I was like, man, if I break her heart, I'll be breaking her mama's heart and her daddy's heart. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we came up with this song. It was one of those songs that wrote really, really fast. It's been really special now to watch all the videos that I get sent every week of
putting their wedding
to it. Yeah. Or, you know, daddy's bringing in flowers for their girls at Valentine's Day, you know. And
that's awesome.
It's just been really girls coming home from war and hugging their moms and dads. And, like, this song has been so cool to watch grow into this really awesome trend on social media, knowing that it came from such a real place for me of I didn't have anything at this time, you know, and I just wrote it for my wife. And now to watch that go on and mean so much to so many other people has been really special. And to know, too, like you said, we're doing it all by ourselves. So every radio spin we get, every station that adds the record, it means that much more because it's like this wasn't supposed to happen.
Look at this. You're starting it all, doing your own label, starting, you just doing it yourself. I love it. I think it's the best story because this music industry is hard. It is brutal. People who are talented and then they just get completely run over for whatever reason.
Life in general, though, not just music industry, everything is hard.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Taking
is
a
hard.
Chance on yourself is the biggest gamble, even though it's the best gamble you can ever make.
Yeah, and I think, you know, through this whole process, which has been awesome, is just my wife believing in me. Obviously, we're funding this ourselves. We have a big staff, a big team. You know, we're up against Sony, Universal. I mean, every day a real conversation is, for radio guys, are they going to play Little Drew's label? She's somebody's daughter. Are they going to play Dirk Bentley? You know, and it's like, my wife's support through all this has meant the world to me, and not a lot of people can sit back and believe in a dream as much as you do, and she does for me, and that's been really special.
I love it. Drew Baldridge in the studio with us. You can find him on Instagram, Drew Baldridge Music. Just Google it up. She's Somebody's Daughter is the song that is blown up on TikTok and all the other platforms as well. Doing this on his own, man. Started his own label. It's him and his wife and his baby boy.
Neighbors. They're,
we're out there in the garage.
My neighbor calls me every day. How many ads did you get, you know, on Monday? We're all in it. Family business, man.
I just think it's so great. Like Carson said, you're investing in yourself. And there's so many people who are like fed up with the corporate life or whatever, and they're trying to just do it on their own. That's what you're doing, man, and it's working.
Yeah, it's really cool, too. Like a lot of artist friends have been calling. You know, I think one thing that's hard for us lately is labels aren't taking everybody to country radio anymore. You know, you become a streaming artist. And I love radio. I grew up wanting to be on the radio.
It's magic.
Yeah, it's magic. You hearing your song on the radio, there's nothing like that for an artist or a songwriter or whatever. All of us artists wake up every morning and try to write a song to be on the radio. That's been really, really cool to know, like, hey, I'm back in the game. I have a shot for my music to be heard. And even just being here today, I took it all for granted back in the day of like
a lot of them do.
Every moment of like coming here and playing for you guys 4 or 5 years ago, I mean, like, oh, that was cool. I'm on to the next. You know, now like being in here today, I savor every moment in a different way of like, I might not ever have another chance to be.
It's easy to become jaded and to be like, oh, this is my life and this is how it is. But you never know. Nobody knows what the next 10 minutes has.
Hey, tell us about how the Opry was the other night.
Man, the Opry was awesome. I love playing the Opry. Obviously, you guys were there and introduced me on stage, so thanks for doing that. You know, now I've played the Opry 29 times.
Wow.
I love that you count.
Oh, yeah. Never forget it. Yeah. You know, the very first time I played the Opry, just like any artist, is just like a really special moment. You know, you have the circle that you get to stand in that all the other artists have, and you go out on before the curtains open up and you cry in that circle, like how many years it took to get here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of my favorite artists was Josh Turner growing up. And so my very first time playing the Opry stage a few years back, I wanted to sing a Josh Turner song, and he came out on stage and surprised me.
What?
It was, I cried, you know, and then he started singing. So I quit singing cause he's way better than me, you know, and he goes over this, like the left side of the stage. So I go over to the right side of the stage, at least kind of acting like I've done this before, you know, and I get over there and it's like 4,500 people. It's sold out, upper deck, lower deck. And finally, when you get to the right side of the stage, like the lights get out of your eyes. And I look in the crowd and I see my grandma and grandpa who are no longer with us anymore. And so I turned into like a 8-year-old at a school play. I'm like waving and crap. You know, like I'm so pumped. I'm like, this is happening. Josh Turner. I'm like pointing at Josh Turner.
Did y'all see that?
Josh Turner.
It just happened. Did y'all see it?
And about that time, Josh goes, take it, Drew. And I forget every word. I have no idea. I have no idea where I'm at. And literally, I just say, I don't even know where we're at anymore. And the whole band had to hurry up and finish. But it was just, you know, the Opry will always hold a special.
Well, what if we ask you to take it, Drew?
Go support Drew. He's on Instagram, Drew Baldridge Music. You can stream. You can watch the videos. You can support him on touring. Get all that information. Just look up Drew Baldridge. And also Somebody's Daughter. It's
check it out.
Kind of pushing. Yeah. Check that out. And, dude, it's good to see you again.
Man,
and,
thank you, guys. Great seeing you all. Thanks for having me.
I of love, course. This is the best story. Man,
I know
it's the comeback. Let's go.
It's the comeback, baby. The underdog story. Let's go.